Unit 10, Gift-Giving Etiquette. Emily Post was an American writer who became famous for writing the book on correct etiquette for social behavior in the United States. Before that, she wrote several novels and short stories, which sold moderately well in the early 1900s. Then a publisher asked Ms. Post to write a book on suggested etiquette. Many people during this time had struck it rich through the boom in the American economy just after World War I. But these people were not raised in polite society. Therefore, they did not necessarily have the proper manners. Ms. Post's book was planned to help these new upper-middle-class people pass smoothly into their new social circle. She wrote the book, and it became a great success. In fact, it continued to sell well for the next 20 years. Ms. Post began writing a weekly advice column for newspapers, and the column was published in papers across the country. She even had her own radio show for several years. Ms. Post died in 1960, but her book on etiquette is still published with occasional updates under the title The Emily Post Book of Etiquette. Americans continue to turn to this book for advice on the proper behavior in a variety of social situations. One area in which people in the United States can count on words of wisdom from Ms. Post is in giving gifts. Everyone has to give gifts at some time or another, and Ms. Post explains just what to do in each situation. Whether the occasion is a birthday party for a friend, relative, or co-worker, there are some basic rules the gift giver and the receiver should follow. Giving money is a common concern among gift givers. When is it proper? When is it rude? Some people see a gift of money as a sign of a gift giver who is too lazy to go out and find a proper gift. However, this is not always the case. Sometimes money is more appreciated than a gift that the receiver does not need or cannot use. For example, elderly people who must live on a limited income may find a small gift of money as a wonderful present. For those who are uncomfortable giving cash, gift certificates to popular stores may serve as an equally acceptable gift. Giving flowers can be a wonderful gift for both men and women. For occasions such as funerals and dinner parties, flowers are often required. When attending a dinner party, a host or hostess may not have the time to run off and find a vase for fresh-cut flowers brought by a thoughtful guest. Bringing the flowers in a prepared vase can save the host or hostess the trouble. Flowers may also be sent ahead of time in order to give the hostess or host time to arrange and display the flowers before the party begins. If a gift of flowers seems too feminine for a man to receive, a plant is another option the gift giver may consider. In some cases, the person throwing the party may specify that no gift is needed or wanted. It is common sense that guests should abide by the wishes of the host or hostess. Guests who ignore the host or hostess and bring a gift may appear rude. The giving of a gift in these situations will only embarrass the host or hostess and the other guests who honor the request of no gifts. Make certain that you are not one of the rule breakers. Be sure to follow the host's or hostess's suggestion.